This is Ozarks at Large. A law in Texas has banned abortion after 6 weeks into pregnancy. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to strike down the law, and now those who are seeking abortions after that six-week period are going to neighboring states, including Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore spoke with the director of one of the two clinics in Arkansas about the Texas law and more.
SB 8 is a law that has effectively made it illegal to get an abortion after 6 weeks in the state of Texas. And according to Holly Dixon, the executive director of ACLU Arkansas, it's wreaking havoc across the nation.
It prohibits patients from accessing care they need if they're around 6 weeks pregnant by allowing anyone, even with zero connection to the patient, to file suit against a healthcare provider or anyone who assists that patient in accessing abortion-related care.
As written, the law authorizes any citizen other than a government official to sue anyone who provides an abortion or helps someone obtain an abortion after that six-week time frame. That includes everyone, from the doctor who works at the clinic, to the Uber driver who took a pregnant woman to the clinic, to an individual who may have given money that is being used to pay for the procedure. The patients themselves cannot be sued, though. The state is offering at least $10,000 to individuals upon proof of such a violation.
So allowing complete strangers to sue clergy or a friend who gave a ride or providers to collect $10,000 for any patient who may be assisted in getting an abortion past 6 weeks in the state of Texas.
It's worth taking note of the eccentricities of pregnancy and how weeks are counted. Here's Lori Williams, a nurse practitioner and the clinic director at Little Rock Family Planning Services, one of only two clinics in the state that currently offers abortion procedures.
So 6 weeks of pregnancy, it actually refers to 6 weeks since the woman's last menstrual period. But this is only 2 weeks after the woman presumably would have missed her period. So it's an extremely narrow window at which a woman would have to discover she's pregnant. Many women have irregular periods or miss their periods for all kinds of reasons. Stress, diet changes, all kinds of things could make a woman miss her period. And to only have 2 weeks' time to discover that, find an abortion clinic, make a decision, and make a plan to obtain this care is just an extraordinarily narrow window.
SB 8 was signed into law by Texas Governor Greg Abbott in May, with a law going into effect September 1st.
As soon as the law went into effect, we started receiving phone calls and inquiries from Texas patients about our availability, and we are already seeing patients who are traveling from Texas to obtain this care.
And are we talking about, like, just folks from East Texas, or are we talking about all across the state?
It has been a variety. I mean, many patients initially came from the Dallas metro area, but we have seen patients from as far as Houston and even further south who have made the distance and traveled this far to obtain care here in Arkansas.
The drive from Houston to Little Rock is around 7 hours one way. And as the law stands in Arkansas, a woman obtaining an abortion here has to have two separate visits. The woman must get an ultrasound and meet with a physician during the first appointment, and then wait 72 hours before obtaining an abortion.
It definitely has made it more difficult to provide the care that our patients need. The travel distance, the arranging time off work, child care, all of these factors influence a woman's ability to obtain an abortion. And with this law affecting Texas women, it's that much more magnified.
The added expense of having to travel a significant distance on two different occasions is a major burden. Allie Taylor is the president of Arkansas Abortion Support Network, a nonprofit that reduces barriers to abortion access to Arkansans. She says Texans aren't the only ones leaving their state to get abortion access.
Arkansans have been leaving the state for years to access abortion services, and knowing ahead of time what the impact of SB 8 would be. It is not surprising to me to hear that people are driving 8 hours to access abortion. It should stun anybody else who's not familiar with this landscape. And it is, I think it's absolutely despicable that our government is putting people in this position, that state governments are putting people in the position. So while it's not surprising to me, it is reprehensible and should not be the case.
State Senator Jason Raypert tweeted recently that he plans to order a bill be filed in Arkansas that will mirror the exact language of SB 8 in Texas. The Arkansas legislature has been a welcoming body to limiting abortion access in recent sessions. Many other states have discussed the idea of doing the same thing, but Holly Dixon from ACLU Arkansas takes issue with the idea that citizens actually want this kind of legislation passed.
These are extremist politicians within those states that want to pass these bans. This Texas law is widely unpopular.
Public Policy Polling released a survey in April while the bill was still in the legislature, and a majority of those polled opposed this bill. Just 10% of respondents believed that this abortion bill should be the top priority in the Texas legislature.
People in general do not support more restrictions on abortion. Politicians do.
Lori Williams of Little Rock Family Planning Services says that if a bill mirroring SB 8 were to pass in Arkansas, it would be devastating.
It would eliminate almost completely their ability to obtain care, and it would be devastating to women all over Arkansas and throughout the region.
Allie Taylor of Arkansas Abortion Support Network says they are prepared to do what their sister organizations are doing in Texas, which is helping support local women who need to cross state lines. In fact, the organization has already had to do it for one client all the way into Illinois.
We actually do have clients who we've supported going to Granite City, Illinois. So that's already happening.
What would you say to politicians in Arkansas who view abortion as murder and want to make it as difficult to get one here as it is in Texas?
Well, they need to mind their own business. They need to support policies that create healthy families and healthy individuals and let people make their own medical decisions.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has sued the state of Texas over SB 8, calling the law clearly unconstitutional under longstanding Supreme Court precedent. A case from Mississippi on abortion challenging the precedent of Roe v. Wade is expected to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court this fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.